I'm nominated to the council by Westfield Trust, although I didn't go to Westfield. I sit on the council as a Westfield, as a nomination of the Westfield Trust. And when I came into the chair, one of the things I wanted very much to do was to make sure that this college continues to recognise and sort of honour the Westfield tradition. And the first fruits of that were actually hanging the, labelling the portraits of the principals that hang on the first wall, because they were just there. And I thought, you know, students mill past these portraits every day, and they don't realise that these women, who were the first people who ran Westfield, had a mountain to climb. And let's put something up about the Westfield principles. So I started to think about the Westfield tradition and honouring it. That led me to think about what Westfield had done in terms of sort of pioneering women's right to be educated and to take a degree. And I thought to myself, you know, it's only 120 odd years ago, and these young women of that era in the 1880s, who lived very circumscribed lives, Westfield was their liberation, really, these women's colleges. And that was where it began. And I thought it perhaps resonates with women all through the succeeding century. I mean, I and my sister were the first women in our family to go to university. And I wouldn't say at all that we had a tremendous struggle as the Westfield girls did. But there was still, you know, well, boys go to university, don't they? And, you know, here are two girls going to university. And I think still to this day, it's quite possible that some of our female students have arrived in the college after perhaps a little bit of a struggle to assert their right to be here. And I thought, let's not forget that the fact that we have now, you know, girls all over the campus, girls doing any subject they want, isn't something that just happened by chance. It happened because a lot of very dedicated people put a lot of effort into making it happen. So that was the origin. Yeah. So I was sort of, I can remember exactly the conversation. I was having this conversation with Professor Ogden, and I sort of said to him, I feel quite strongly about this. And he said, that's a very interesting idea. Did you realise the 125th anniversary of Westfield is coming up? And I hadn't realised that. And Professor Ogden said, well, maybe we should make this a bit of a theme. So I then very, because, you know, obviously I don't do executive work in the college, so Morag Shiak then agreed to take it on. And she's Morag who made this, it was just an idea, and Morag made it real. But the motivation was kind of, don't let's forget that this all happened quite recently. And I always want women younger than me to realise that, you know, these battles that have been fought to ensure that women can do anything they want are all actually quite recent battles. You know, education, the vote. We haven't even had the vote for a century as women, you know. And whenever I hear young women say, I can't be bothered to vote, I get really angry. I think some women died so that you could vote, and you can't be bothered. I get really cross. So I think, you know, my message is let's from time to time remind ourselves of the struggle that women have had to get where they are, because the battles are not all won.